Welcome to Mercedes-Benz Audio Stories, the city of the future, an audio road trip through Seoul. Hallyu, the Korean wave, is the name given by the media to the growing influence of South Korean culture on the world. We accompanied four young people through Seoul in a Mercedes AMG SL. Seoul begins to glow in the evening. The city lights cast colors on the glass skyscraper towers, on the people, and on the Mercedes AMG SL 43 Roadster, in which we are exploring the city that evening. Its shimmering blue color sparkles in the twilight and blends with the light. There is not much traffic in Seoul at night, but even though the main roads are less frequented, the small alleys, restaurants, and promenades are lively. Free passage, then, in the city that never sleeps. Ara, YJ, Sam, and Namu, four young people, accompany us this evening and tell us about themselves and the country, which is currently enjoying a fascinating rise. The neon signs bathe the city in a new light. This country is a bit like that too, currently shaping technology, culture, and fashion like few others. K-pop, Korean language pop music, is one of the music industry's most popular and highest selling genres. Fashion brands and beauty products made in Korea are highly sought after outside the country and are now beginning to conquer the global market. Every year, Korean films provide new surprises with even more exciting, intricate plots. Just when you think you have reached the climax of the story, Korean films often really shift up a gear and captivate you even more with ever new twists and turns. Almost like a symbol of the country, the phenomenon has a name, Hallyu, the Korean wave. The SL parks in a small car park right in front of the Pepe Zoo restaurant. We can only do this because we are personal guests of the owners. It is a balmy late summer evening, no sign of rain, so we have the top open. Time and time again, passers-by stop and gaze curiously at the vehicle. Its design combining digital technology with stylistic elements that hark back to the illustrious past of the SL series. And the SL fits into this city with its combination of old values and the latest technology, not only visually, but symbolically as well. We want to learn more about the city and the country, how it is perceived, and what makes it tick. The Pepe Zoo Garden is a green-roofed oasis in the Apgujeong neighborhood in the heart of the city. The restaurant is located on one of those many inconspicuous side streets you find in Seoul. There are countless options here, especially when it comes to food. Planning an evening out in Seoul without eating is almost an alien concept for Koreans. Koreans love eating together. And Koreans are very thorough. We are obsessed with making everything perfect, says Sam. Sam is the oldest of our four guests. Next to him, YJ sits at a table. YJ is a journalist commuting between New York and Seoul. Next to her sits Namu, of Korean-Austrian descent, and only here for a few months to become a filmmaker. The youngest, Ara, works as a model. Raised in Italy, she returned to Seoul a few years ago. She's not keen to leave the city again for quite some time. Listing them in this way, from old to young, may seem contrived in other countries, but this hierarchy is anchored in tradition in South Korea. Family and deference towards elders are firmly rooted in everyday culture here. This is why Koreans live with their parents for much longer on average, sometimes well into their working lives. Another important value in Korean culture is called kanbu, a deep-rooted warmth and friendly closeness that comes from knowing each other well and sharing a common history. You get a small sense of that this evening, although the four of them have not met before. Growing up in England, I was surrounded by Koreans a lot. Even as a child, I felt the kanbu, this unspoken closeness. the warm feeling of connection and loyalty. When I returned to Seoul in 2011, I felt it again. Although at first I felt like an outsider and had to adapt, Sam explains as the others listen. He played in bands and was discovered as a K-pop talent. He gave concerts in 70 countries with the group Lunafly. The band's songs were hits, especially in Southeast Asia. Sam experienced what it felt like to be a pop star at a concert in Mexico City in front of 5,000 people. After the band broke up, Sam started writing his own songs. Although he stayed in the industry, he started from the beginning again. K-pop is booming, though. This also means that the many new bands that are emerging need songs, because that is somewhat of an unspoken law in K-pop. Bands perform and sing songs, but in most cases do not write them themselves. The first year as a songwriter was hard, but then the girl group Ice One sang one of my songs. That was a good start. The Pepe Zoo's discreet location and Italian cuisine make it something of an insider tip. It rarely gets crowded here, with just a select audience frequenting the restaurant. Actors and pop stars mingle with regulars from the neighborhood and walk-ins who find their way here by chance. They are drawn here not only by the food, but also for the jewelry that Ara's mother designs and sells here. She co-owns this restaurant, which is considered special in Seoul because of the unusual European atmosphere and the excellent food. Some people come just for the jewelry. My mother was a journalist, just like you, Ara says, looking towards YJ, whose tie-dye long sleeve and cut-off jeans hint at what she's into. I moved to the U.S. when I was 12, YJ begins. Her love of pop culture and fashion led her to New York, where she started as a journalist at the High Snobiety online magazine. At that time, it was still just a small team. In the meantime, High Snobiety has become a global success. YJ actually only wanted to go to Seoul for a few months to visit her family and friends. Then she was offered the opportunity to set up the Korean version of Hypebeast, another staple of cutting-edge online fashion journalism. The project started in 2016 and became a success, extending YJ's short visit to Seoul into a total of 5 years, because there was much for her to tell as a journalist. K-pop exploded onto the worldwide scene after the artist Psy's hit song Gangnam Style, which has been played about 4.9 billion times on YouTube to date. Interest in Korean fashion has also increased, and certainly the interest in Korean films, after Bong Joon-ho's Parasite won its Oscars. To this day, she writes about designers, artists, actors, and directors. I wanted to set my sights even higher, though, YJ tells us and adds, what I find very exciting about Korea is that there have always been great creatives here. Look at all the many big brands in New York, and you can bet that one of the main designers will be Korean. Moreover, it is increasingly finding a style of its own. After a phase where a lot was imitated, today more and more young designers are trying to figure out what Korean cool is, she says. Ara shows what fashion in South Korea looks like in front of the camera. Her mother moved to Italy as a journalist in the 1990s and got married there. Ara grew up in Italian schools, but never felt completely at home. She started modeling in Italy, then her mother moved back to Seoul. She was well connected through her work. You can still see that today. This was also the case with her mother's friends, who kept predicting in Italy that Ara could certainly have success as a model. The family's creative energy can also be felt in the jewelry that her mother designs and the daughter wears. Ara's career as a model is just getting started, so the move was precisely the right decision. Her first cover for the Korean Elle appeared a few months ago. There are now very good photographers and creatives here who are booked all over the world and are making their mark on photography. Korea is so tiny, yet it has a huge reputation now. We like to make things beautiful, Sam adds, leaning back and laughing. We sit down in the Mercedes Roadster parked right in front of Pepe Zoo. The light accentuates the color of the car's body. We listen to Namu's story and then set off for a tour of the city, to the lights that show us the way. Namu has only been living in Seoul for a few months. Growing up in Austria, he feels neither Korean nor Austrian. A talented golfer, he won a scholarship at an American university. But shortly after his time in the U.S. began, it became clear. This doesn't feel right. Instead, he moved to Seoul, did an internship, and prepared to study film. I have always had this connection to Korea through my mother. Now I've decided to stay here for a while and get my bearings. Although YJ will fly back to New York in just a few days, this evening everyone can sense what many are feeling. Seoul is a city of the future. We drive through the city in two cars. Ara and Sam enjoy the sporty two-seated AMG SL gliding elegantly through the canyons of the big city. YJ and Namu follow in an E-Class. AMG is particularly popular with young people here. Some K-pop stars and Korean influencers often like to show themselves with the brand's powerful cars. Yet the E-Class is still the most successful Mercedes-Benz in Korea, a country with a high appreciation for saloon models. We drive through affluent Apgujeong with its large international luxury brand department stores and shopping malls, which have already closed by the time we pass by. But their lights still shine brightly into the night. Koreans like beautiful things and dress well. "We like spending money," YJ says, while driving through the city. This is also evident in the student quarter near Konkuk University, where many bars are open almost all night, even on weekdays. Loud music bursts from the shops and restaurants. We drive on and glide through the night in our roadster. We decide to make one last food stop in Gangnam, the affluent business district made instantly famous by Psy's hit song, also symbolizes the country's success. Gangnam has the best fried chicken in Seoul, one of the unofficial national dishes. We finally park the Mercedes AMG SL43 in front of the small, plain restaurant that is reputed to serve the best fried chicken in Seoul. This shop is a survivor. Fully 40 years after its founding, crammed with memorabilia and unpretentious furniture and nestled amidst the high-rise towers. The food is still as delicious as on the day it first opened, preserving traditions, at the same time moving into the future with optimism. As unassuming as it may be, this place stands for the other, tradition-conscious side of the country, like the divided circle in the Korean flag, yin and yang. The harmony of opposites. This was the Mercedes-Benz audio story, The City of the Future, an audio road trip through Seoul.